Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio, I have two of my big homies, Frank Lucas, CEO of MBQ Magazine, investor and entrepreneur. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. Everybody say Frank Lucas, man. It's Lewis.
They say everybody Frank Lucas. Did I say Lucas?
Man,
Frank
ever
Lucas.
Since the movie came out, everybody do that.
Did I say Lucas?
Everybody do
oh
it.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize I said Lucas.
Everybody do it.
You know what, though? You really are a Frank Lucas type cat, though. I've seen you off record. Frank Lewis. I'm sorry, man. I didn't even realize I said that. All right. Frank Lewis in the building, CEO of MBQ Magazine. We have Dr. David Anderson, Real Estate Group Partners, LLC, and Empowerment Radio Network. My big homie.
What up, man?
Been riding with both of you for a long time. David, even longer, right?
Yeah, we go back like LL's hairline.
That's right, man. That's man. LL's not happy about that.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I know. How y'all doing, man?
I'm good, man. But let me say this, man. I can't be in the building and you talking about T.I. and I don't have nothing to say.
Please say
like,
something.
Let's put this wealth aside for a second.
Right.
T.I. Okay. is a pioneer.
Right.
He ushered in a new style.
Correct.
In Atlanta.
Right.
Then Jeezy after that. T.I. and Jeezy are, they're just pioneers in the game.
It's really T.I. though.
It is, but Jeezy ushered this thing, man. I'm telling you.
He followed Tip's lead. I got love for Jeezy. I got love for Jeezy.
Jeezy's a different style. Like, he came in with that wordplay. Like, yeah, that was a totally different style than T.I.
T.I. was doing the ad-libs like nobody else.
Yeah.
Tip said, you can be mainstream and talk about the reality of your background.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you can do it.
Yeah.
Jeezy came out.
But Jeezy's not from here.
He's from Augusta.
He's from Macon, by way of Augusta.
Close to Macon.
Yeah, whatever.
It was the Corporate Thugs Entertainment.
I remember CPE.
Prior to being even young Jeezy, he was the Hard Boys.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Like, are we really going to talk about the history?
Signed with Puff Daddy.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
So T.I. is my man. Definitely T.I. is a pioneer. You know what I'm saying? He definitely top five. I think he's definitely top five.
I appreciate
for
that.
For Atlanta or for hip-hop in general?
I'm sitting next to New York. So
David.
It's not a New York thing. I've been here 25 years.
So
I've had a hand in some hip-hop here.
Okay, I'll give you that. Top 10. Top 10.
Nationally, sir.
For hip-hop. Yeah. Just to be clear.
Yeah, for hip-hop. Yeah.
For rap. Period. Top five, man.
Top five.
Top three.
Okay, so where are you putting? Where you
who's your number
where
one?
Where you placing Nas and Rakim and KRS-One? Where are you placing those guys in that order?
Number one, and I know people will push back because the number one didn't really have a bunch of albums because he left us too soon. Biggie.
Oh, Biggie's the man.
You're going to place Biggie on that list?
I got to, man.
Oh, Biggie, I love him.
So are we talking record sales? Are we talking lyricism?
We're talking about lyrics,
and we're talking about connection.
And influence.
Influence, connection. Ooh, cool. But I will tell you this. You remember when T.I. came out and said, no one has done what he's done since Tupac. Like, basically, he's the new Tupac.
Yeah.
And people really went in on him on social media. Understand the parallel. How many rap cats right now are just as well known in the rap game as they are in the movie game and in the activist game?
Right.
That was Tupac, man.
Yeah, you're right.
That was Tupac. So when he compares himself to Tupac in that vein, he's correct.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Tupac fan, but you're right.
What? Damn.
Nah, not like that, man. Not like that. I like some of his stuff, but
I can ride with Pac, man.
He cool. He cool. But I think he's
I'm with you on that, Frank.
He's a little. It's just he got a great nostalgia.
Yeah,
but
I think Nipsey Hussle slams Pac all day every day.
Not for me. Nipsey's great.
Nipsey was doing what he was
right.
Right.
Rapping
what
about.
He was rapping about. I agree
on a major level.
Nipsey was doing what Tupac said we should do with money. And remember,
he's doing it with his money.
Right. Tupac wasn't really getting in money like that because explained it. Snoop was like, Shug was stealing all of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He said we didn't have real money. We talked like we had real money. Snoop Dogg said he didn't get real money until he signed with Master P.
That's true.
Yeah, Snoop didn't even start his own label until after his album came out.
He said Master P taught him how to do all of that.
Sure did. Can we give credit to Master P?
We got too bad. I love P, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not how it goes.
Oh man. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about this for a moment.
That's
on,
how it
baby.
Goes. There it goes. Came from the.
That was closer.
It came from the gut.
Right. Make us say,
Yeah. But y'all sound like two old Negroes with Budweiser.
Remember that, man? Everybody was saying that,
You sound like the drunk uncle this weekend.
At the barbecue.
Y'all remember that Master P?
I'll be that. Over some Migos, I'll be that.
I love Migos, man. I love Migos, man. Quavo, shout out to the boys, Migos.
Shout
I love
out, man.
Migo.
I love them dudes, man.
I'm sorry.
I love them because they in the hood. They on Cascade,
I love them because they wear clothes that they never would have dreamed of wearing if they were still in the hood.
That's true.
Okay. I see that.
That's dope to me.
Isley Brothers type clothes.
Really?
Okay.
Rapping.
All right. I digress.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about the conference coming up, man, because we're excited about this. Myself and the incomparable Sharon Reed are hosting together.
Economic Influencers Award, the first annual. There's nothing like this has been done before. I'm bringing in some heavy hitters to basically pay homage to the work that they're doing in the community to help people understand financial literacy,
yes,
or whatever it is. And then we got the Wealth Expo, which we are basically, this is the launch of Dr. David Anderson's Black Male Initiative book.
Wow.
And we got together on that.
Yeah,
and
he appreciate was like, the platform.
Let's do that. And I'm like, let's just do a whole wealth thing. This is my gift to the community. It's a free event.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't come out, that's on you. We giving the game. Tax.
There's a lot going on like this. You know, what I've learned, this Labor Day weekend is my 25th year in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
25 years, 1994, September, Labor Day weekend, 1994 is when I got here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this book catalogs, because it's 25 chapters, it catalogs those 25 years in terms of information that I've been able to synthesize. And I think the most important thing that we can discuss at this conference, because there's a gala that night,
right.
Red carpet, event, awards, blah, blah, blah. But all day from like 8 in the morning to like 5 p.m., we're going to be giving out information. And what's important to know about information is that there's like research, and then there's like inside of the research, the distance between the research and crystallizing the information is the synthesizing of the information. So people can get knowledge, they can get information, but if they don't research it, fact check it, audit it so that it's crystallized, it can't be used.
Right.
And so what I'm getting at is that the Black Male Initiative is all about gaining information so that we understand how to synthesize that information so that information can be audited, fact checked, so that we can get to what we call crystallized information. And that's the power. When Negroes start using crystallized information and putting money behind that, then we can change our economic situation. Sisters are not going to be talking about, oh, I can't go to the movies because Negroes don't got no money. There ain't going to be no baby mama drama. Right. Cats ain't going to be getting kicked out the house because they can't afford to pay the mortgage. We ain't going to be trying to go to work and not and hating our jobs because we got to go there. We'll have crystallized information. We can put that to work.
Right, exactly.
I've moderated and have had the pleasure of being the MC at multiple events where you are a featured expert, David. And out of every time it happens, man, you are one of the most knowledgeable cats I've seen on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And you give people direct information. sometimes, let's keep it 100, sometimes folks do these conferences to give you a taste so that you can then hire them to do something later. You've never done that. You don't hold back.
I don't believe in that, man. I think that's wickedness.
But you see people do it.
Mm-hmm. I know people who are coming to this event that do it. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. No knock on, on the event.
Right.
But
right.
it's just, I'm of the benefit. God has, like, listen, you got insurance on these different watches that you got, right?
Yes.
I've had insurance that I had to get placed as well. To even be in a position to even have that happen
right.
from where it is that I came from. And we kind of similarly have some of the same stories.
Yep.
I think it's an abomination to hold back on what I got.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I give it to you and you don't do nothing with it, then when I go and it's time for me to take account on my judgment, then it's like, yo, I did what I was supposed to do.
Right.
I gave freely. I didn't give with.
And your gift to make room for you.
It's doing that
and
now.
It always has, right? And David also allows some of my college students to intern with him.
Ah, yeah. 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 We had two students this summer. Mm-hmm. One was Julian Hemmings over at Morehouse College, who's one of the editors on this book. Mm-hmm. And another one was Olivier.
Yep.
Who came by way of your place. And his dad is some kind of... I think his dad is like the prince, the king of Zamunda.
Exactly, man. He's like some high up in the country, right?
Yeah, but these guys got a chance to like really see us. We had a really big summer this summer. The summer 2019 was insane. And these guys got a chance to get involved. But what was crazy was, what I noticed is that they come to the office and say, Dr. Anderson, I want to be successful. I want to learn how to get money. I want to do these types of things. And then when we put these kids in the middle of it, I mean, like, we kicking people out their house. Like, having to pick up trash and all this stuff.
Right.
One house we bought, the guy died in the house. I had to call the coroner. Wow. Cats is throwing up. They like, I don't want to do it no more, Dr. Anderson. So what I'm saying is, people say they want success, but then they not willing to do what's necessary to get it and maintain it. And that's something that we got to deal with this Black Male Initiative.
We got more on the other side. We will tell you how you can be involved. Come to the free event. Come to our paid event.
Mm-hmm.
And
which we almost sold out, man.
We almost sold out.
Man, let me tell you this. ML Billion.
Yeah.
60 people. 60 people said we coming to support our guy.
Wow. I'm loving it. And we're at the Ritz.
We're at the Ritz Carlton. But one quick thing about the Wealth Expo. How this is set up, if you don't bring your notepad, I got Dr. David Anderson in a room.
We're going to talk to y'all
if
about
you don't
that.
Bring your notepad and sit down and get this information. We got two rooms. We got rooms for just people telling you what you need to do, coaching. But if you don't bring your notepad, you're going to miss out.
We'll explain when we come back.
We got more. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I still have Frank Lewis, CEO of MBQ Magazine, investor, entrepreneur, also Dr. David Anderson, the Real Estate Group Partners LLC, and Empowerment Radio Network.
Rashad, before we talk about this money stuff,
yeah,
I kind of understand why you connect with Tip.
Why?
Because you guys have similar backgrounds.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Tip got into a lot of stuff. I'm not talking about recently. I'm talking about like when he was coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think because you identify with some of
it may bias
the history,
me.
You know.
That's fine.
You're biased a little bit. But it's all good.
Slightly.
Yeah. No, I mean, I love Tip, too.
But Tip is dope. That's my man.
He at least top 10, even without the bias.
But I can say this. His latest albums, I haven't really been on his latest. I'm more of an old school Tip, dude.
Yeah.
DJ Toomp.
Yeah.
Production.
I remember.
Tip, dude.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's Rubber and Band Man, dude.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right. And Tip used to give him a shout out in damn near every song back then.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about the main stage event.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date?
September the 21st. Red carpet is at 6:00. Starts at 7:00. MBQ Economic Influencers Awards. I'm bringing in guys that we see that are out in the community. Guys that are on Instagram, Facebook, teaching. I mean, it was so many people that I could have honored.
Yeah.
I had to cut it off.
Mm.
Like Eric Thomas was coming.
Wow.
He couldn't make it because some scheduling, but he was coming. Like, everybody wanted a piece of this.
But it's really time to start honoring Black capitalist. Mm-hmm. And I say that because in our history books, we honor black inventors. I'm talking about public school education. Black History Month comes around. You know you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a few
Martin
black
Luther
inventors.
King.
You're going to get Dr. Martin Luther King.
Malcolm X.
You may get Malcolm X. Right. You may get like a cartoon photo of Malcolm X put on the wall, and they never tell you exactly what that was about.
But nothing to S.B. Fuller.
Yep.
Nothing to
Orlando
Herndon.
Come on, man.
Nothing to A.G. Gaston. Nothing to the multiple
Black Wall Streets.
I'm just saying.
There was a book. There was a book that a mutual friend, Rob Wilson, put me on. Right.
Love Rob.
And it was about the multiple Black Wall Streets. There were a lot of Black Wall Streets, right? Mm-hmm. That existed.
Tulsa, it was Durham, North Carolina. There was Wilmington, North Carolina. There was Rosewood in Florida.
Even
there was
Atlanta.
Auburn Avenue.
C.J. Walker, first recorded black millionaire, multimillionaire in U.S. history, was a black woman.
And why is it that they are not studied as capitalists? Mm-hmm. We studied white capitalists
in our school Tupac.
System. Yeah.
They got Ludacris at Georgia State.
At Georgia State School of Law.
And Chris is my man.
Right.
Chris is my homie.
Right.
But they're not teaching you Orlando Herndon's protocols to wealth building.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're not teaching you that Herndon was cutting hair on Peachtree Street and then parlayed that into the real estate game and then real estate income into insurance.
Right.
They're not telling you that. They're not telling you that S.B. Fuller, who heavily influenced Nathaniel Bronner, right, and Joe Dudley.
That's right.
They're not telling you that he did the same. Went from cutting hair to investing in real estate to investing in insurance. Come on,
is Mr. Dudley okay?
His health,
Yeah, man. I remember the last time I saw him.
82, 83 now?
He was still talking about that money, though.
But no, his mind is there.
Yeah.
He's got, we got to go check on him.
We got to check on him.
Go to North Carolina, you need to stop by, say hello.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't change the fact that we are taught about Carnegie, we are taught about Rockefeller, we are taught about all of these other people who have heavy influence on American history,
right.
But we are not told about our own people who have done and built these infrastructures.
But that's why something like this is so important, because it highlights these economic powerhouses.
Most people don't even know the Prince of Wall Street, Jeremiah Hampton, was a black man.
Most people don't even know who Robert F. Smith is.
Oh, my God.
And this dude dropped $50 million to put black boys through school.
Drop the knowledge.
Nobody know who he is.
Drop the knowledge.
They don't know where his money came from. They don't know how he built it. They don't even know the name of Vista Holdings. They don't even know what Vista Equity Partners is. Come on, man.
Right.
That's crazy to me.
So let's run down the list. Dr. Michael V. Roberts, my personal mentor. I love Dr. Roberts.
Yeah, heavy influence.
Yeah, man.
He poured so much into me. Dr. George C. Frazier. Pastor Jamal Bryant, New Birth. I mean, the brother came here, and he immediately said, we opening up the books and we helping the community.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Ryan Wilson, Gathering Spot, personal friend of mine.
Yep.
Black Social Club. I mean, that's great. Dr. David Anderson, George Barranco, who I know. Greg Barranco, who I know personally. Jason Leary, the mayor of Stonecrest. That's big. People don't know Stonecrest got its own city.
Right.
For two years.
In a late edition, I had a talk with him the other day. Richmond McCoy.
Okay.
One of the huge black developer. I mean, huge black developer.
Dope.
Coming in, doing a keynote, talking about black wealth and economic empowerment.
Where can people get tickets right now?
EconomicInfluenceAwards.com.
EconomicInfluenceAwards.com.
Tickets, man.
How much are tickets?
Tickets right now, $99. That's the early bird, September the 1st, $150.
All right. So you get all of those folks. You get Sharon Reed. You get Dr. David Anderson. You get me. At the end of that deal, you still owe us money.
Well, no. The takeaway from this is that I am so tired of women dropping their children off with me and their husbands and their fathers and all this other type of stuff. Because what's happening is they're seeing the outward projection of what they interpret as success. And they're wanting that same thing for their son, grandson, or husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, well, Dr. Anderson, just work your magic. Work with him. Can you work with him? Help him put a belt on. Help him put a suit on. And there's some kind of philosophies that need to happen.
Well, it's always a mindset.
even outside of the mindset. Like, you shouldn't be coming to this if you haven't done worked on your mindset.
Yeah, right.
There are some key things that have to happen in order to build and generate wealth. Mm-hmm. It's like rinse and repeat. And we have to disseminate those things, and we have to teach people how to reproduce those things so that they can create that for themselves.
Right. All right, that's what we're giving. Website again?
EconomicInfluenceAwards.com. EconomicInfluenceAwards.com.
All right. Thank you both, gentlemen. I appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.